Wednesday, the 25th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today I want to talk to you about a particular kind of endangered creature that I think we South Africans should be really worrying about. And that is our succulents. Do you know what a succulent is, guys? Have you met a succulent? I'm sure you have. You probably have one, either at school or in your garden at home. Succulents are those big fleshy plants that grow in dry places. They are very water-wise. They are very clever plants. They're adapted to our special environment. And South Africa has huge biodiversity of succulents. But in the last few years, in fact, especially since COVID-19 and the lockdown, there's been a huge illegal trade in succulents where people go and take succulents from the wild, particularly in the Karoo, and they sell them overseas or they sell them in South Africa. And what's happening is that the succulent plant community in South Africa, especially in the Karoo, are growing smaller and smaller and are actually now considered to be endangered. They're on the world's hot list of endangered plants. It's an interesting idea, but apparently succulents have become very popular as potted plants in people's houses. And that's why we've suddenly seen this massive raid on them. But I wanted to alert us as South African children to this, because succulents are the only plants really that can grow in a whole large part of our country. If we look at what they call the succulent Karoo biome, that stretches from Luderitz, which is up in Namibia in the northwest, down across the west coast of South Africa and then southeastwards towards the Little Karoo. And around 40% of the succulent species in that area are endemic. That means they only grow in small patches of dry land in that area and nowhere else on the planet. And yet these tiny little, perhaps look like insignificant plants, are vital to their ecosystems, especially to the prevention of soil erosion. So that's where wind or rain washes the topsoil away and then you're left with soil that won't grow anything. And so these succulents evolved to live in this area. And the insects and the animals that rely on them also evolved to live in the area with them. But if they are illegally removed by collectors, then we're in trouble, because what will the animals and creatures that live in the area eat? There won't be anything to eat, and other things can't grow there. So in South Africa, the South African National Biodiversity Institute attributes the rise in succulent demand to the COVID-19 pandemic. As people were stuck at home around the world, they were bored and they went to social media, and there were plant influencers. So plant influencers are people who were showing beautiful exotic succulents. And they fueled a desire for people to have unique and rare varieties in their homes. And so at this moment, South Africa estimates that about 1.5 million wild plants have been removed from this biome, from this special sensitive part of our country, over just the last few years. Now, most of these plants live for about 20 to 50 years, and they grow very slowly. And that makes it almost impossible to find large specimens outside of the wild, which makes them very highly desired by collectors. And I think this is a thing that maybe we can do something about. Just as raising awareness about rhino horn has helped prevent the sale of rhino horn around the world, so now we need to raise the awareness of our succulent crisis. The fact that we shouldn't be encouraging people to buy endangered succulents. or buy succulents that have been stolen from the wild or collected from the wild. We should be encouraging instead, if you want to have a nice succulent, get one from a reputable nursery, and you can tell because it will be a young plant and it will not look like it's been weathered, huh? And it will be young. But you can also ask nurseries to prove that they haven't stolen or collected their succulents from the wild, but that they have grown them themselves. But also to really kind of raise the awareness that we want to return succulents to the places they belong in the natural order. So let's pray now for a conversion of heart. Let's pray for a conversion of heart of those people who have stolen succulents from the wild. They may not feel like they're stealing them because it looks like nobody owns these things, but the animals and the creatures own them themselves, huh? Who have taken them out of the wild places, destroying our natural environment. We pray for a conversion of heart, that they might return them and that they might take no more. And we pray for people to understand that you can't always have something just because you want it, but that you have to think about where is it coming from and who is it damaging to get it. And so we pray for the hearts of conservationists, the hearts of those who want to see beauty and leave it where it is. We ask for this heart, O Lord. Amen.